This is Mornings Without Choplin and Without Gibson on News Talk 99.3 KQMS.
Good morning. I'm not Steve Gibson or Clark Choplin. I'm Jesse, filling in for one of them.
I'm neither of the above either, and I'm not Jesse either.
No, but you're filling in for the other one.
Yeah, Kelly Frost.
All right, now that we've confused ourselves and everybody, it's 49 degrees, high of 78 today, sunny skies, and if you like today, you'll love the rest of the week.
Why do we always get the holiday duty?
Because we're the only ones that they don't have to pay extra to come in to do it.
This is true, yeah.
And it's President's Day, which, do you remember we used to have Lincoln's birthday and Washington's birthday?
And the schools mostly still do.
Right, but then we decided, let's just call it President's Day. And I don't know, I think Lincoln and Washington kind of got the short end of the stick there.
Apparently we've just lumped in every past president in with those two presidents.
Kind of have, but a couple little trivia questions, or not trivia questions, trivia tidbits about Washington and Lincoln. Lincoln, the only president to suspend the Constitution.
What,
during the Civil War?
He did?
Yes. Washington, the only president that was unanimously elected.
Unanimously
elected? Unanimously elected.
How he had nobody running against him?
I don't believe so, but I mean he may have, but everybody voted for George Washington.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
So there you go. Some presidential trivia.
It seems like every president that we've had in recent memory is always accused by the opposite party of wanting to suspend the Constitution.
Sure.
But, yeah. You know, at the end of the election, he's not going to leave office. He's going to declare martial law.
Election times make people crazy. Just go to Facebook and you can find that out.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Oh, so you had a nice Valentine's Day?
I did have a nice Valentine's Day. You?
Did you
see 50 Shades of Grey? I know Clark was had to go see that.
Clark was, No, I just don't have any interest in that.
I'll be interested to see what his review of the movie is. I'm sure he'll be talking about it tomorrow morning.
Yeah, of course. He was just for days and days. He couldn't wait for that.
Couldn't wait for it. He was dreading it.
Not the way he sounded.
Oh, really? Because he said he didn't really want to go see the movie, but the reason he had to is because he made his wife read the book.
He made his wife read the book. Okay.
Yes. So she's making him see the movie.
We'll see. You want to get into some news? We got a lot of stories today. Here's what's open and closed today, by the way. City, county, state, and federal offices, as well as the Superior Court, are closed. No mail delivery today. Schools are closed. If you're waiting for trash pickup in Redding, it'll be a day late. Anderson, Cottonwood, Shasta Lake, other unincorporated areas in the county are unaffected, and the buses are running today.
All right. A full schedule?
That's what it says.
All right. Sounds good. KQMS News Time is 8:08.
Oh, a 19-year-old Palisadro woman was injured when an allegedly impaired driver ran into her motorcycle at 4:25 Saturday afternoon. 27-year-old Mary Durney of Wyoming was driving a 2003 Acura down the center lane of Pine Street when she apparently decided suddenly to make a left turn onto Lincoln Street. What she didn't see was Turney Lemon riding a Suzuki in the left lane next to her. Lemon was struck by the Acura, causing significant abrasions and a broken wrist. Redding police determined Durney was under the influence of drugs, and she was arrested.
A third man in a group of pot farming partners has pled guilty to growing marijuana in the Shasta Trinity National Forest. Last May, aerial surveillance revealed a large plantation in the thick woods near Big French Creek in Trinity County. A search warrant was served August 4th at the Eureka home of 20-year-old Ricky Huerta, Victor Alvarez Contreras, and brothers Arturo and Isidro Alcazar Tapia. Federal agents found 33 pounds of processed marijuana split into one-pound bags, as well as $6,000. Over the next 2 days, the agents raided the growing sites the men had maintained in Trinity County. At the garden near Big French Creek, nearly 8,000 plants were growing, and Huerta was caught trying to run away. Another garden near Hobo Gulch that belonged to the man had more than 13,600 plants. The growers did significant damage to the forest, with the cost of the cleanup estimated at $17,000. Both Arturo and Isidro pled guilty last month to federal charges of conspiracy, which could mean 40 years in prison, manufacture of marijuana with a possible 20 years, and depredation of public lands, which carries a 10-year maximum. They'll be sentenced April 3rd. Friday, Huerta pled guilty to manufacturing marijuana. His sentencing is May 1st. Alvarez Contreras remains at large.
I know it's a legal term, but how do you manufacture marijuana?
Yeah.
I mean, it grows in
the same way you manufacture tomatoes.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Yes.
Reading Police Chief Robert Paletti has found himself in the middle of a dispute between Shasta Regional Medical Center and one of its unions, and the union is asking him to step down from his position on the hospital's governing board. The beef stems from a proposed law being introduced by State Senator Richard Pan of Sacramento, which would impose fines of up to $300,000 per patient to hospitals that refuse to treat them if they are intoxicated. According to a recently released study cited by the Healthcare Workers Union, Shasta Regional Medical Center regularly calls the Reading Police Department to pick up dangerously drunk patients rather than treating them. The union's now calling for Paletti to resign from his position on the board, citing a conflict of interest and calling him a willing partner in the practice. But Paletti says the practice is in the best interest of the community and suggests that it was Senator Pan who has a conflict of interest.
So you want to keep intoxicated people that are unruly in the emergency room inhibiting the treatment of acutely ill patients. I think that's bad law. If it was a conflict of interest, I couldn't sit on any board anywhere because anybody could call the police. And if I'm on the board, then it makes it a conflict of interest. Maybe it's a conflict of interest for him to take campaign contributions and write laws.
According to the Sacramento Bee, more than $1 million was contributed to Pan's last election campaign by the SEIU. The union counters that Shasta Regional donated $100,000 to the Shascom 911 system, which is used by RPD to dispatch officers to the hospital to pick up drunk patients.
Several homeless camps were cleared out of Linden Canyon, which sits just below Mercy Medical Center, yesterday. The area has been a hotbed of various crimes over the years. Reading police, code enforcement, and community volunteers spent Sunday clearing out trash, hazardous waste, and even human waste. The homeless living there were being told for the past couple of weeks they would have to move on, and some were issued illegal camping notices. They were offered services to help them find permanent housing. Volunteers will spend the next several days continuing to clean up the area.
Two Reading businesses face reviews of their alcohol licenses after clerks sold alcoholic drinks to minors, according to Reading Police. Officers were assisted by the State Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control in a sting operation conducted on Thursday. There were two types of minor decoy stings. One is called a shoulder tap operation, during which the minor tries to convince customers to buy booze. The other type, which was done on Thursday night, involves the minor going into a business and trying to buy alcohol without an ID. Clerks at two businesses were snared. One was the Wind River Mini Mart on South Bonneview Road. The other was Hot Shots, a pool hall on Bocelli Lane. The clerks who were cited face a $250 fine and community service. The businesses face fines or possible license suspensions.
And like you mentioned last hour, it's unbelievable that that still happens.
Yeah, I mean, you would think the word would get around. Check the ID.
I don't buy alcohol very often, but when I do, I'm not carded anymore, which is a little bit disconcerting. But they always ask, are you over 30?
But some
stores... Are you over 30?
Some stores automatically check everybody now, even if you're 100.
Understood, but are you over 30? I mean, anybody... They don't
prove
it. Sure,
I am, yeah.
You know, sure, you know, I'm over 30. KQMS News Time, 8:14.
Why did they come up with 30 when the age is 21?
I think it's anybody over the age of 30. You don't have if they're over 30, you don't have to card them.
I don't understand.
Anderson police have arrested a convicted sex offender who failed to register his status and residence with local authorities. 38-year-old Jonathan Sober was considered a parolee at large and had been featured on this week's list of Shasta County's most wanted. He's currently on parole from a conviction for assault with a deadly weapon. Registering as a sex offender is required due to a previous sexual battery conviction. At 6:40 Saturday evening, Anderson police were told that Sober could be found at Anderson River Park. They found him and arrested him.
A year ago, Wind River Casino in Redding became one of the only two Indian casinos in California to ban smoking. Citing a concern for the health of their employees and the comfort of their guests, the policy was implemented amid praise from health groups and some grumbling among smokers. Apparently the grumblers won. Beginning today, casino customers can once again light up without having to walk away from their favorite one-armed bandit. Managers say the complaints from inconvenient smokers were so overwhelming they decided to end the smoke-free experiment.
I wonder what that was like. So overwhelming to actually change a policy like that. And like we were talking about before, that seems to be a total counter to the culture.
Well, and the reason they put the policy in place in the first place was because they got complaints from the non-smokers. So,
right. Well, and to be fair, they do have a lot of non-smoking gaming areas for, so you don't, if you're a non-smoker, there's still plenty of places where you don't have to smoke, where there's no smoking allowed in the casino.
I think they did that originally. They had it set
but
up. But
they have a smoking and non-smoking gaming areas, and the whole hotel is smoke-free. So, So you know, it's a compromise. A massive Caltrans project on the Buckhorn Grade portion of Highway 299 has suffered some damage in the recent storms, prompting a need for a $2.5 million worth of emergency repairs. Heavy rain and winds caused several slides and accelerated erosion on some of the steep grades between 3 and 4 miles east of the summit. In one location, anchors holding a rockfall protection system have been compromised. Tree removal is likely to start and followed by repairs to come on some of the slopes. One-way traffic control will be in effect from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. every day but Sundays. Caltrans is maintaining a project hotline with updated information for travelers. That number is 225-3452. It's information also available at caltrans2.info. That's Caltrans, the number 2.info.
A third egg has been laid by Redding's famous pair of bald eagles, Liberty and Spirit. The egg was spotted Thursday in their nest at Turtle Bay. First two are already on their way to being hatched sometime in mid-March. Bald eagles at one point were numbered at 487 in the United States, now number around 69,000. Make that 69,003.
Hopefully.
Don't count your eggs before
they're hatched, there, Kelly. Mother of a Girl Scout believes she was given a counterfeit $100 bill while selling cookies with her daughter at the Safeway on Pine Street. Melissa Shukas says she was selling the cookies with her 11-year-old daughter when the two nice-dressed women approached them to purchase two boxes. They were given the cookies and $90 in change. Shukas says the bill did not feel or look right, and she tried to confront the women, but they just kept walking. The group now has markers to detect phony money.
That's low when you'll pass a counterfeit bill to a Girl Scout.
To a Girl Scout?
Yeah, that's low.
There's a special place waiting for you there, I'm telling you.
Seasoned conductor who hopes to be the permanent leader of the North State Symphony will perform this Saturday in Reading. The orchestra is looking for a replacement for conductor Kyle Pickett, and Scott Seaton is one of four finalists. He'll lead a concert at the Cascade Theater with selections including Mendelssohn's Midsummer Night's Dream and Dvorak's Seventh Symphony. Also on the bill is renowned solo violinist Lindsay Deutsch. Tickets are available at the box office or 243-8876 or northstatesymphony.org.
Cal Fire is telling property owners and rural residents that it's time to get to work. Now is the season to work on creating defensible space to save homes in the event of a wildfire. 3 years of drought have prepared the North State for a very destructive fire season. Dead grass and brush must be cleared in a 100-foot radius around homes. Work should be done before 10 a.m. using string trimmers. Mowers and other metal-bladed tools can hit rocks and easily spark fires. Gas-powered equipment should be equipped with spark arresters, and a shovel and water supply should always be on hand. More tips are available at calfire.ca.gov or at any fire station.
KQMS News Time is 8:19. I'm Kelly Frost.
I'm Jesse Angelo. We'll be right back.
Now now through Monday only. Bring us your trade and get up to $1,500 on top of what it's worth during the President's Day Sellathon at your Ford dealer. That's right. Buy or lease your new Ford this weekend. Keep all incentives. Plus, get up to an extra $1,500 for your trade whether you buy or lease. That means big savings and low payments on our most popular models like Fusion, Escape, Focus, Fiesta, F-150, and more. Choose the one you want. Keep all incentives. Plus, get up to an extra $1,500 for your trade. There may never be a better time to trade up to Ford. But don't wait. These President's Day Sellathon offers absolutely end Monday. So hurry to your California Ford dealer.
Trade assist $1,000 to $1,500 available to customers who trade in a 1995 or newer vehicle on a new Ford. Offer not available on all models. See dealer or yourcaliforniaford.com for eligible models. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 2/16/50.
For over 20 years, Totally Trucks has been the largest truck performance center in the North State. Totally Trucks has the knowledge, credibility, and price to fit your needs. Make Totally Trucks your one-stop automotive shop. Whether your truck is for work, play, or show, Totally Trucks has your truck covered with trusted names like Lear, ARE, and Snug Top. Totally Trucks has the best prices on everything from truck tops, tonneau covers, towing accessories, bolt-on performance, custom wheels and tires, and more. Take the Rhino advantage. Totally Trucks is the number one spray-in bed liner shop in Northern California and offers the toughest protection and the best warranties in the business. Rhino has provided durability and protection against abrasion, corrosion, impact, slipping, and vibrations for over 20 years. If it needs protection, Totally Trucks will spray it. Don't forget, Totally Trucks takes care of a lot more than just truck accessories. Grab all your performance and suspension accessories for the new Camaro, Mustang, and Challenger and get great discounts. Totally Trucks, Pacelli Lane and Reading, or online at TotallyTrucks.net.
No matter how much you love the outdoors, it's no fun when the outdoors is indoors.
So if you have icicles for earrings and snowflakes on your eyelashes, now is probably a really good time to give AeroService a call.
AeroService will install a new high-efficiency day and night heating and cooling system that'll keep your home in year-round comfort, could lower your heating bills significantly.
And may qualify for energy rebates and utility company incentives up to $2,200.
So if you're tired of the inside of your home feeling like the outside, then call AeroService at 221-4691 and ask them about a new day and night heating and cooling system.
Upgrade today by calling AeroService at 221-4691 or visit aeroservice.com to schedule your free estimate.
Don't need a new system? AeroService has the ability to repair or service any type of heating and air unit, no matter what the type or age. Ask us about our preventative maintenance program that includes two tune-ups per year, a year's supply of filters, and much, much more for only $149.99.
AeroService. 221-4691.
The time has come for you to expand your business and hire new staff. The hiring process can be a lot of things to employers. Overwhelming, scary, and even annoying at times. Unfortunately, it can be expensive as well. You can go through this process on your own or partner with a reputable staffing agency. This is Michelle with O2 Staffing, and we are here to lessen this burden on you and your business. There are many costs associated with hiring a new employee. O2 Staffing can help absorb the costs of advertising, screening, interviewing, testing, lost productivity, and the biggest of all, making a bad hire. By partnering with O2 Staffing, you save time and money by working with experts in the field of employment. Join the hundreds of North State companies that have partnered with O2 Staffing. Call today for a free employment consultation for your business and find out what O2 Staffing can do to help you manage your employment and its associated costs. Call us at 223-4674 or visit us online at O2Staffing.com and breathe easy with O2 Staffing.
Good morning.
Wow.
Now I'm waking up.
That was a good one.
This morning is with Shoplin and Gibson. I'm Jesse Angelo in for one of them.
I'm Kelly Frost in for the other one.
49 degrees in Reading, looking for a high of 78 today, mid to upper 70s, maybe an 80 degree for the rest of the week. Sunny skies, not a chance of rain.
Couldn't be a better President's Day weekend. By the way, both Whiskeytown and Lassen are free admission today if you're trying to figure out what you're going to do.
All right, I'll see you later, Kelly.
Yeah. Have you been up to the Whiskeytown Falls?
I have once, yes.
It's a difficult hike, but you know, if you're not in great shape, it's a little tired by the time you get up there, but it's well worth it.
It ain't Everest. I've not done that
no,
either.
No, no,
but
no.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
I've done Lassen. Now that's one of those days when it was 128 degrees in the valley, and everybody said, you'll be a lot cooler when you get up to the top of the peak. It wasn't any cooler up there that day.
Really? It wasn't any cooler up there that day?
No. No, by the time we got back, it was my son and I, as a matter of fact, and by the time both of us got down, we were both vomiting, and, I mean, there was a lot of people that got sick hiking up there that day.
Tallest mountain I ever climbed was Mount Elbert in Colorado. It's the tallest mountain in Colorado, which is almost exactly, it's within 6 feet of Shasta. The thing is, though, is that in Colorado, you start at 8,000 feet. So you don't have that much more to climb up.
How high
to get
is
to
Pikes Peak?
Pikes Peak is not as tall as you might think. It's under 14,000.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We have a guest coming up in the next half hour. It'll be Lawrence Pond. He's a CPA, and we're going to ask him questions about taxes. And
you can drive to the top of Pikes Peak. That's not even
can you?
Yeah, you can drive all the way to the top.
Oh, well, that's the kind of mountain I like.
Yeah.
Wow, really?
Yes, they do a big hill climb there, big national hill climb where they race cars to the top of Pikes Peak.
I always wanted
to check it out. It's the Pikes Peak Hill Climb. Just do a Google search on it. It's pretty fun.
Okay. All right, then.
Okay. So, President's Day, a lot of things open, some things closed. You know, that kind of thing. But hope you're having a good one out there. Last Saturday was the 40th anniversary of Saturday Night Live. Celebrated its anniversary with Jimmy Fallon and Justin Timberlake opening with a production number that included many of SNL's catchphrases over the decades. It was really a clip fest. Did you see any of that?
No, I didn't see any of it.
I saw some clips of that. The butt of most of the jokes was Brian Williams.
Well, of course.
Because, you know, NBC and Saturday Night Live being an NBC show. Jim Carrey came out and said, hey, where's Brian Williams? During one of his interviews there, Jerry Seinfeld said, hey, wasn't Brian Williams one of the original cast members of Saturday Night Live?
According to him. You know, if he was smart, he probably would should show up and just make a joke of himself.
I don't think NBC would let him. He's suspended.
From the news department.
I think he's suspended. Yeah, and I think he's really more than suspended. I think that's just a word that they're giving the network 6 months to decide exactly how they're going to fire him. But what was it? Jim Carrey also said, hey, you know, if I was in a helicopter and the one in front of me got hit, I would do the same thing. I would want to take that story. Absolutely.
But, you know, that whole thing, you have to remember if you were shot down or not.
Oh, yeah, no. Oh, that's right. I wasn't shot down. It was the one next to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the veterans aren't going to take too kindly to that were there with you.
Yeah, and in his apology, did you see his apology?
I did see it, yeah.
I was trying to honor our veterans, and I did something wrong.
Okay.
Anyway, but I guess we'll see what happens with that. In the meantime, Lester Holt will be your anchor on NBC Nightly News. Oh, Jackie Chan's kid's now out of jail in China.
I did not know he was in jail in China.
You didn't know that?
No.
Yes, he got busted for smoking marijuana in China, which they take much more seriously than we do here in the United States. The son of actor Jackie Chan says he is rededicating himself to his family and his craft now that he's done with a six-month jail sentence in China just for letting people toke up in his apartment. J.C. Chan told a news conference in Beijing that he had no reason, no excuse for what he did, and that he's changed his outlook on both his life and his values. Chan's news conference was broadcast live on Chinese state TV. His bus was part of a government crackdown.
I just wonder, where do you buy marijuana in China?
I don't know. I mean, apparently both Bibles and marijuana are both illegal in China. So I don't know where you'd get either one.
You can smuggle it in.
Maybe they smuggled it in Bibles. I don't know.
We have a guest coming up here in about 5 minutes or so. Lawrence Pond is a CPA, and we'll be talking to him, he'll be answering questions about taxes and so forth.
And tis the season, so if you've got your tax questions, we will be taking your calls, coming up here after Fox News at the bottom of the hour. And do we have sports?
Did we totally forget sports? We totally forgot sports.
Yeah, if we get a chance 6 hour, you can talk about some sports. Once the Super Bowl's over, I follow a little bit of hockey, but and basketball, and we're all in sort of the beginning part of the seasons on both of those sports. I guess we're getting close to spring, but there's so many games and it's so hard to follow. That
my season starts in about a month or so. Baseball's
that's when pitchers and catchers, have they already reported yet?
I think next week.
Wow.
Maybe it is this week, but yeah, coming up soon.
That'll be exciting.
And coming up soon, Fox update, and we'll be back. KQMS News Time is 8:30.
Here's the bills, honey.
Fox News Radio, I'm Joe Chiarol. A winter storm bearing down on the south.
You don't have to be out on the road as the storm comes in. We encourage you not to be.
Natalie Dale with the Georgia Department of Transportation. A wintry mix expected across several southern states. The central and northeast states with dangerous cold.
I feel like this is just going to make me tougher. I feel if I can make it through this winter, I can make it through anything.
She's in Cleveland, where the wind chill is 11 below. More snow expected tomorrow in the already buried northeast. Two men arrested in connection with attacks in Denmark.
The suspects are accused of providing some kind of assistance to a 22-year-old who police say attacked Copenhagen on Saturday, killing one person at an event promoting free speech. He's then accused of killing another person overnight Saturday at a synagogue.
Fox Radio's Simon Owen, the suspect, was killed in a gun battle. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now, 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
Mapleton Radio is always looking for qualified people for positions that become available from time to time. Although we may not have a position available today, we encourage everyone to send their resume and references to HR Department, Mapleton Radio, 3360 Alta Mesa Drive, Redding, California, 96002, so that we may have your application on file whenever a position does become available. In the past, our available positions have included account executive positions, on-air talent positions, and technical positions. Mapleton Communications is an equal opportunity employer and will not tolerate discrimination in employment on the basis of race, color, age, sex, religion, disability, national origin, or any other legally protected classification or status. We encourage all to apply to become an employee of this great company. Mapleton Communications, the power of local radio.
Each franchise, independently owned and operated, offer good on selected window treatments for a limited time. Minimum purchase required. Ask for details.
Hello? Hi, Stacy. It's your sister. Listen, could you trade houses with me?
What?
Yeah, trade houses. Jim wants to have his new boss over, and your house is so beautiful with those new drapes from Budget Blinds, and we really want to impress him.
Call Budget Blinds and have your own house done. Right now, you can save hundreds of dollars on your custom window coverings.
Wow. Do they still give you a free design consultation and measure and install the window treatments for you?
Yes, and they give you their no-questions-asked warranty.
Gotta go. I'm calling now.
It's the Budget Blinds Window Fashions Blowout Sale Event with very stylish savings. Your style consultant will tell you how you can save hundreds of dollars on a huge selection of window coverings. Call 1-800-650-0989 now to get a free in-home design consultation and save. Hurry, sale ends soon. Call 1-800-650-0989. That's 1-800-650-0989.
Hello, here's the bills, honey.
I can't believe the power bill is $318.
Get solar.
I can't believe the power bill's so high. What'd you do, leave every light we own on? You know, my dad was kidding when he said we own stock in the power company.
Get solar.
Did you know they just got approved for another increase in rates?
Get solar.
Can you imagine how high our bill will be this year?
Get solar.
Sure would be nice to come home to a comfortable house.
Get solar.
And it sure would be great not having a power bill.
Get solar.
You know, I have an idea. I'm calling the Lennox dealer, Integrity Solar Heating and Air. They're a local company. They'll be here, and the name says it all. We're getting solar.
What a great idea, honey. Let's get solar.
You could save thousands of dollars on your demand for electricity and come home to a comfortable home. Call Integrity Solar Heating, Air, and Lennox today. 855-368-7765. That's 855-4-SOLAR.
This is Mornings Without Choplin and Without Gibson. On News Talk 99.3 KQMS.
Good morning. It's President's Day, 49 degrees in Reading, high of 78. Today, clear, sunny skies, and going to be about this way for the rest of the week. I'm Jesse Angelo.
I'm Kelly Frost.
And we're filling in for Choplin and Gibson, for those guys, as we do every holiday Monday.
Yeah, you know, I'm looking forward to these holidays now because I don't get to see you very often.
Yeah, well, you know, like ships in the night.
Let's not get that carried away.
No, you know what I mean. It's you know, I'm like the night guy. Did you see Pirate Radio by any chance?
I love that movie.
Oh, where the night guy comes in to eat and everybody's looking at him. Who are you?
Well, I've been there. I started out here working nights about 30 years ago.
One of my favorite movies. If you get a chance to go see it. Yeah. Or rent it. It's Pirate Radio. All right. Well, we have the State of the Union here in January, and one of the things listed in that, President Obama said a lot of things.
He
about
was pretty ambitious, wasn't he?
Very ambitious. Very, very counter to what presidents do after losing a midterm, the way Obama and his administration lost the midterm. With the whole swing going to the Republicans, and he came out and said, free community college. And the big question was, hey, how are we going to pay for all this?
And will the Republicans even give you the time of day on that?
Exactly. And they're going to, well, it's going to mean taxes. It's going to mean taxes. One guy came out and said, you know what? If we could get the corporate taxes that aren't these big corporations that aren't paying a dollar in tax, big companies, Bank of America, Verizon, T-Mobile, Pfizer, these big companies that don't pay a penny in taxes, that would be more than enough to pay. So I want to find out here from Lawrence what he thinks about that. He's a registered CPA. It's Lawrence Pond joining us with here on Mornings with Shoflin Gibson. How are you doing, sir?
Hi, how are you doing? Good morning.
Good morning. And it's tax season, so you must be pretty busy.
I'm buried with tax returns.
I'm buried with my own tax return. I might need to call you later.
You're only doing one. I'm doing a few hundred.
I don't envy you.
That's okay.
So one of the things, you know, going on here with how are we going to pay for these types of initiatives if we're going to be offering for your community college and some of these things that that Obama set out in the State of the Union address?
Well, the president came out with some proposed tax changes, and one of them was to increase the capital gains rate. It's currently at 20%. He wants to raise it to 24.2%. He wants to, I think you heard that he wanted to tax 529s. 529s are college savings plans, and currently when you put money into a college savings plan and when you use that money to pay for college, the earnings are tax-free.
Okay.
And immediately the day after the president said that, there's a flurry of complaints from constituents and many other people, and the administration backed off on that change.
Wow. So when do these changes go into effect, or are they just proposed at this point?
They're just proposal. They're not in any of the tax bills yet. The other big change he wanted to make was in estate and gift planning, where you would have to pay a capital gains tax on the stepped-up value of property. So, for example, let's say your grandmother had a house that she paid $100,000 for. Now it's worth $500,000. When she dies, you have to pay the tax on the $400,000.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Under the current law, we have what's called a step-up in basis. So if you inherit a house that's worth a lot more than what the decedent paid for it, there's no capital gains tax because 500 minus 500 would be zero.
I see.
So So that's been in the tax law before, back in 1978, and it didn't last very long because it's very unpopular.
Well, I can see why.
Right, right.
So do any of these proposals have any chance of seeing the light of day?
Probably not.
Basically, it was just, I've got the spotlight for the State of the Union, and I'm going to make myself look good, I guess, right?
Well, on the individual side, us tax professionals are not expecting a whole lot in tax reform. However, on the business side, we might be seeing some tax reform because there is some bipartisan agreement. And one of the most high-profile areas is the billions of dollars that's parked overseas right now.
Right, and that kind of went into how I opened this portion of the show is a lot of these companies have offshore accounts where they're putting a lot of their profits, thereby decreasing how much that they would pay in taxes.
Exactly, exactly. And some of those loopholes are getting closed. For example, Ireland's changing their tax laws because a lot of companies were running their businesses through Ireland to get a lower tax rate, and Ireland figured out they needed some money, so they're raising their taxes.
Aha!
Yeah, so there's been some things going on the overseas money tax deal. Some congressmen want to put in a tax holiday, which is even a lower tax than what the president's proposing. The president's proposing to lower the corporate tax down to 28% from 35%.
What do you mean by a tax holiday? Because the sales tax is generally collected by the state.
What, so the tax holiday is on, we'll give you a special 12% rate for bringing money in from overseas.
Oh,
okay. This money is pegged to pay for infrastructure improvements.
Okay,
highways, I understand. Our electrical grid and all those kind of things.
All right,
yeah.
All right.
But some tax experts and some policy experts are in disagreement because they don't like the president because it might encourage companies to park more money overseas and wait for the next holiday.
Right, right.
So there's some criticism, and we'll have to keep a close eye on what's going on. There's hearings going on every day in Washington about this.
So some of these bipartisan plans that you're just speaking of, how soon could we see some of that come to fruition?
I don't know. The hearings are going on right now in Washington, so we'll just keep an eye out for the press releases.
And as a CPA, what's your personal opinion on some of these things?
I really don't act on anything that's in the proposal stage because a lot of time it can take up a lot of energy. I'd rather focus on what we know, what we got to do for our clients, and what's important to them and how to get to their financial goals and to pay the least amount of taxes.
All right. Well, let's start there then because it is tax time. People are filling out all their forms. Some have already filed. Some are going to wait until the last minute. But one of the questions that Kelly had proposed is, you know, why hire a CPA as opposed to some of these online free services to do your taxes?
Right, right. They're about, I think the latest statistics say that about 68% of the tax returns are prepared by professionals. And the big thing that's going on right now are watching out for the scams that are out there. And one of the scams are fraudulent tax preparers, or being very careful of how you prepare your tax return, because recently there's been some issues with identity theft and scams and those sorts of things. For example, TurboTax noticed there's some fraudulent state tax returns, so they suspended the e-filing of certain states for a while because they noticed a bunch of fraudulent returns were going through.
You know, I had an interesting situation. It was got a letter from the IRS saying I didn't file my 2010 income tax, but I did, and I've got it printed out.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't get it.
Mm. Did you e-file? I
e-filed through TurboTax.
Ah, so what you need to do is you need to log back in to make sure you get a confirmation that it went through.
I see.
Because sometimes when you electronically file a tax return, they can get rejected for certain reasons. You could have entered a wrong federal ID number for your W-2, or your name on your tax return might not match your Social Security card, so that can cause a reject. All kinds of things that cause a rejection on the e-file tax return. So just because you hit the go button doesn't guarantee that it went through. You have to follow up to make sure you got the confirmation.
Did you get a refund, Jesse? that year?
I did.
So they sent you a refund and then they told you?
Well,
that?
I did from the state. I didn't from the Fed.
Oh, there you okay.
go. Yeah.
There you go. So you need to go back. And if you're due a refund and you don't get it, or it's been more than 6 weeks that you got your refund, you can log into the IRS website, irs.gov. There's a button that says, "Where's my refund?" And you can click on that, enter your Social Security number and the refund amount, and the website will tell you if your return's been processed and when your refund is due.
We've got to take a break. Do you want to hang on through the break and
sure.
talk some more after the break?
Sure.
All right, thanks. We're talking with Lawrence Pond, CPA, and we're talking about taxes and all sorts of other things. So stick around. We'll be back. This is News Talk 99.3 KQMS. It's 8:45.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Hey, I'm so glad you made it to lunch with me.
I know, me too. Our finances have been so tight lately.
I'm so sorry. I used to know that feeling.
I have to ask you, how is it that you can afford to go on that vacation to Hawaii?
Well, since we decided to go Revolve Solar, we eliminated our high electric bills. With Revolve's easy RSVP payment plans, it really made it affordable and simple to make the switch to solar. With the savings every month, I can now reward myself, and we finally started the kids' college savings plan.
Wow. So going solar really can save you money?
Oh, yes.
We always thought it was too expensive.
Unfortunately, that's the big misconception. I have to tell you, it was one of the smartest investments we have ever made.
I have noticed lately that a lot of our neighbors and coworkers have been installing solar on their homes by Revolve Solar. That's it. I'm going to call Revolve Solar. How do I contact them?
That's easy. I have their number memorized. It's 844-GO-REVOLVE. Go ahead, write it down. 844-GO-REVOLVE.
Or check us out at smarteasyenergy.com.
As consumers, we've learned that if something is too good to be true, it usually is.
With our weight loss powder, you can take 40 pounds off in 15 days without any exercise or eating less.
Yeah, too good to be true. However, at Premier Oil Change Premier Rewards, you earn points that can be redeemed for free oil changes and services for every dollar you spend. Add to that free fluid top-offs, free engine check light inspections, free Wi-Fi while you wait in your vehicle during your service, and a free beverage. And you found something that is too good and true. And if you've just purchased a new car or truck, your first oil change is free. Last year, Premier Oil Change guests earned $75,000 worth of free services. And the good news is, there's no sign-up necessary. Stop by a Premier Oil Change near you today. Plus, receive a free touchless car wash while you wait in your vehicle. It's quick, easy, and convenient. Save yourself time and money by driving into Premier Oil Change today, located in the inside of the Holiday Market Shopping Center in Palo Cedro. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
For over 60,000 California foster children, nights can feel long and lonely when you're away from familiar faces and places.
I miss my sister.
I miss my old school.
I miss my room.
Even something as simple as a pair of warm pajamas can make the nights a little easier.
Sometimes I get scared.
I can't sleep.
To help, Sleep Train is collecting pajamas for foster children big and small. Bring your gift of new pajamas, packaged socks, and underwear to any Sleep Train, and they'll be given to a local foster child in need. You can also donate online at sleeptrain.com.
Pajamas are like a hug.
On behalf of the foster kids in your neighborhood, Sleep Train thanks you.
Not everyone can be a foster parent.
But anyone can help a foster child.
The Sleep Train Foster Kids Pajama Drive ends soon. Make a difference today by donating at any Sleep Train store or online at sleeptrain.com.
Love this song. Good morning. And that's what we're talking about
good
here,
suggestion.
Too. Yeah, money, money, money. And, you know, we work hard for it. We pay our taxes. And then once a year, we have to fill out all those papers just to show how, you know, prove how much we have to pay. And we have Lawrence Pond on the line with us. CPA, how are you doing, Larry?
Pretty good. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you okay. I know we had to switch lines on you there.
No problem.
All right. Actually, you sound just as good, if not better, than you did before.
Excellent.
All right. So so tax time, and we were before the break talking about all those great forms you have to fill out, and some of those identity theft issues and so forth. So what are the advantages really for an individual who's just making an average income? Would they benefit by hiring a CPA?
Well,
as opposed to just going down to the library and filling out all those forms by themselves.
Well, you know, I do this every day. I literally do this every day for a living, and I have a master's degree. I go to classes all the time. I get emails every day of all the updates. There's tax changes going on every day, literally. So,
wow.
You know, if you just do it once a year, I don't know how people do it. I really don't know personally.
It's kind of, to me, it's reminiscent of taking the ACTs or the SATs.
Right, right.
It's
right.
Go through this book and put this line on this number and then add these up. And it's just the ultimate story problem.
Do you ever see a time when the Congress will really simplify the tax code?
Well, you've been around long enough to know this. Every time they simplify the tax code, it gets more complicated.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's a few thousand pages. And every year the Congress passes laws, and all these different laws can affect the tax code might have nothing to do with taxes. You know, for example, one of the biggest pieces of legislation that happened in 2010 was the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. That was a 4,500-page piece of legislation that made some substantial changes to our tax code, which our listeners need to be aware of for their taxes this year.
Isn't this the first year that they will have to pay a fine if they don't have insurance?
That's right. There's a line on the tax form this year. On the second page of the tax form, there's a box to check. If you have health coverage for the full year, you can check that box and the penalty won't apply to you. But if you weren't covered by health insurance, there's a penalty that needs to be paid. And also, the other part of that also is, as tax preparers, we have to become experts in health insurance now.
Because well, that
we
just made your job more difficult.
Where they get their health insurance or how they get their health insurance.
How do you do you have to verify that?
Well, most of my clients, I think I know the answer because they work for companies and they're provided by health insurance. And it's even reported on the W-2. If you look at box 17 of your W-2, there's a code DD. If you look at your W-2, you see a code DD, and you go, what is that code DD? Well, that code DD is the cost of employer-provided health care. And it could be a very large number for some people.
How would you verify that? Let's say I was coming in for you to do my taxes for me. How would I verify that I had health insurance if I, say, was purchasing it over the exchange?
Well, if you're purchasing it through the exchange, you're going to get a form 1095, and that's issued by the exchange. And that's going to show us what you paid in terms of premiums and what you got as a subsidy and which months you were covered. And then that gets reported on your tax return for us to compute either a premium credit or the penalty. Because if your premium, if your subsidy was higher than what you're entitled to, you need to pay it back on your tax return. So,
gotcha.
For example, let's say you went to the exchange and you got health insurance, and you're getting a $500 a month subsidy. So let's say your premium is $700. You have a $500 a month premium, so you're paying $200 a month.
Right.
Sounds like a pretty good deal. I do your tax return. It turns out that you weren't entitled to the subsidy. So now you owe that $500 per month, 5 times 12 is $6,000. You're going to owe $6,000 on your tax return.
That's how I've been wondering how they were going to do that. That's
right, and
very
it's very, very complicated. It's very complicated, and there's some details about that is going to be interesting this year, and I'm not going to enjoy explaining it to my clients.
No.
So it's important for you to understand that aspect. So, you know, if you're doing your own tax return and you are getting your health insurance through the exchange, it's going to be complicated this year.
How much training did you have to go through so that you could now call yourself an expert on this aspect of Obamacare?
How much training? Oh, I have to admit to you, I did not read the whole 4,500 pages.
I don't think anyone does.
Even the Congress didn't.
The law itself is the table of contents are 120 pages. The table of contents is 120 pages.
Yeah, I don't think I've written anything over 95 or 110 pages long, let alone just being the table of contents.
Right, and there's been changes since the law was passed. So we're constantly learning, going to seminars every year. I've been to multiple seminars. The last few years, attended a webinar that is presented by the senior manager from the IRS who is in charge of implementing the Affordable Care Act. And us attendees have pummeled him with a lot of questions that he never thought of. What about this? What about that? How about this situation? He also solicited our help in designing the forms because a couple years ago, there's a new form. In last year's tax season, there's a new tax on the tax return called the net investment income tax. That's the additional 3.4% tax to help pay for the Affordable Care Act. And there was also an additional 0.9% Medicare tax. So that started in last year's taxes.
Wow. So like you said, everything's always in flux.
Until early March of last year.
I can see why now it is advantageous to call a CPA.
Well, it's not just for preparation, but it's also for planning. Because we are most helpful when we meet people during the course of the year, take a look at what's going on, and help them with some strategies that could be very simple but could save them a lot of money.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for joining us today. Unfortunately, our time is coming to an end, but just wanted to let people know that you're out of Redwood City, correct?
I'm in Redwood City, California.
All right. And can people contact you directly?
They can look for me at my website, LarryPondCPA.com.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us, and have a great tax season.
Thank you very much.
Obviously, you're not taking a holiday today.
It's never been a holiday for us taxes.
All right. Thank you, Larry. KQMS News Time is quickly coming up on a few minutes before 9. We got to get out of here.
All right, so I get to now go to work. So all of you that have the day off, I'm a little bit envious of you, but
going to your real job.
This is a real job.
They say.
That's well, I'm calling it that anyway.
Thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much. Always a pleasure. Steve and Clark will be back with you tomorrow, I'm sure, talking a lot of 50 Shades of Grey review.
Oh, yeah. All right, have a great day.